This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. President Draupadi Murmu departed for a three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi this morning. This will be the first ever visit by the President of India to the three African nations and comes a year after the African Union was made a permanent member of G20 during India's presidency. During her visit to Algeria, President Draupadi Murmu will hold bilateral meetings and interact with the Indian diaspora. The President will also address the India-Algeria Economic Forum and the Siddi Abdullah Science and Technology Pole University. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will lead a parliamentary delegation to 149th Assembly of the Inter-Parliamentary Union IPU, scheduled to be held in Geneva starting from today till the 17th of this month. Mr. Birla will address the Assembly on the theme Harnessing Science, Technology and Innovation for a More Peaceful and Sustainable Future. He will participate in the meetings of the IPU's Governing Council and will meet the Indian diaspora in Geneva tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the completion of 3 years of PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan, stating that the initiative has emerged as transformative in revolutionizing India's infrastructure. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Gati Shakti has significantly enhanced multimodal connectivity, driving faster and more efficient development across sectors. Registration has begun for the Prime Minister Internship Scheme last evening at the online portal pminternship.mca.gov.in and will remain open till the 25th of this month. About 91,000 internship opportunities have been offered by 193 companies so far on the portal. The government aims to provide 1.25 lakh internship opportunities during the financial year 2024-25. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has vowed strict action against those responsible for taking the law into their hands following the killing of former State Minister and NCP leader Baba Siddiqui. Siddiqui was shot dead by unidentified attackers in Mumbai last evening. Calling the incident extremely unfortunate, Chief Minister Shinde told the media that two suspects have been arrested with one still at large. He said the trial of the murder case will take place in a fast-track court. India has called upon Bangladesh government to ensure safety and security of Hindus and all minorities and their places of worship, especially during festival time. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry expressed serious concern over the attack on a puja mandap in Tanti Bazar, Dhaka, and the theft at the revered Jeshoreshwari Kali Temple at Satkhira. The ministry said these attacks are deplorable and they follow a systematic pattern of desecration and damage to temples and deities that India has witnessed over several days. In Poland, Prime Minister Donald Tusk has announced plans to temporarily suspend certain asylum rights in a bid to reduce illegal immigration. In Warsaw, during a civic platform party convention yesterday, Mr. Tusk stressed on European recognition of Poland's decision, explaining that the right to asylum is being exploited by hostile nations and human traffickers. He said the state must regain full control over who enters Poland, assuring that the government will minimize illegal migration. In table tennis, India's top-ranked women's doubles pair of Ayahika Mukherjee and Sutirtha Mukherjee assured themselves of a historic medal by reaching the semi-finals of the Asian Table Tennis Championship 2024 in Astana, Kazakhstan yesterday. The Indian duo defeated the Republic of Korea's makeshift pair of Kim Nae-young and Lee Eun-hae in the quarterfinals. The Indian table tennis players will face Japan's world number 33, Miwa Harimoto and Miyu Kihara in the semi-finals today. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, India will take on Australia in the Group A match at Sharjah Cricket Stadium in the UAE this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. IST. In another match in Group B today, England women will take on Scotland women at Sharjah. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. IST. And in men's cricket, India defeated Bangladesh by 133 runs in the third and final T20 international match and clinched the three-match series 3-0 in Hyderabad last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.